USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the genocide against the Uyghurs inside China, many people in the free world are wondering how the Olympics could even take place in such an environment. Americans surveyed said human rights abuses are driving down enthusiasm about this year's Winter Olympics. In fact, 7 in 10 surveyed disapprove of allowing China to host these Olympics. Several people were killed in a U.S. Special Forces counterterrorism raid against a top ISIS leader in northwestern Syria Thursday. The ISIS leader was known as Haji Abdullah.
Thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more. Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision, and I directed the Department of Defense to take every precaution possible to minimize civilian casualties.
Haji Abdullah was reportedly wearing a suicide vest that detonated during the raid, killing him and his suspected family members in the three-story building. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
America's bridges are in worse condition than expected. More than 43,500 U.S. bridges are in poor enough condition to be deemed structurally deficient. That's according to a new report by the American Road and Transportation Builders Association. The top five states with the largest number of bridges in poor condition, number 5, Missouri, Oklahoma, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Iowa, number 1, with just over 4,500 bridges being flagged. In what seems like a daily occurrence, a police officer in Pomona, California, east of Los Angeles, was shot last night, with one of the suspects being apprehended. Two suspects remain on the loose and are considered armed and dangerous. The Los Angeles County Fire Department reported that the officer was on patrol about 7:20 p.m. Pacific when there was an exchange of gunfire between officers and three suspects. The reason for the gunfire exchange was not released. The police officer should be okay. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As a new science report this week from Johns Hopkins University, lockdowns only help prevent the COVID spread by 0.2%. Restaurant owner Chef Andrew Grohl tells Fox News fear-mongering by lawmakers must stop.
That is number one, right? So you got to get rid of all these restrictions. Government's got to get out of restaurants, but also it's the consumer psychology. We've got government officials telling people not to go out to eat. The fear that is just being completely draped on the mindset of all consumers by virtue of the government, right, and a lot of these health officials has crushed the mentality. So I think it's 5-10 years perhaps that we actually start to get people out of this dark closet of fearmonger. You know, just they're so scared to go out. You know, you've got Fauci saying don't ever go out to eat at a restaurant. I mean, the guy owns part of a restaurant, so I don't know what he's doing to himself. But that's a huge piece of this is the consumer psychology. And then second to that is the shift from money going from Main Street to Silicon Valley. Because if 5% of your sales leading into the pandemic were through takeout and delivery and then third-party delivery apps, they're now 60%. And you lose 30 cents on every dollar when you use a third-party delivery app, although it's a necessary evil. So while sales may have been steady when you look at 2019 to 2021, profits are down 25 to 30% because people are losing so much money to these Silicon Valley, I hate to say it, but, you know, they're greedy and the amount of money they're taking from these restaurants.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.